the show the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about. It's Black and Right on AM 560 with John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Before the commercial, I mentioned I was going to talk about the Pope. These days, with this Pope, it always seems like a somber topic when you bring him up. And he never seems to not disappoint. So, looking at an article here from the AP that says, Pope denounces rigidity as he warns of Christian decline. So he said that while Christians are living out their faith, it's creating a minefield of hatred and misunderstanding in a world where Christianity is increasingly irrelevant. So he's talking about there's difficulty, people are leaving the church. It's a difficult time, and you need to find ways to stay the course, to make things right within Christianity. And they say he's addressing this as he gets a lot of pushback from traditional Catholics about his progressive views. And the article goes on to say he issues a stark reality check to the men at the Apostolic Palace. And he's acknowledging that Christianity no longer holds the commanding presence it did in society. And this is a quote. Today, we are no longer the only ones that produce culture, no longer the first, nor the most listened to. The faith in Europe and in much of the West is no longer an obvious presumption, but is often denied, derided, marginalized, and ridiculed. So his answer to that is not to be so rigid. You know, maybe we shouldn't be so Christian. And, you know, we could be Christians and be positive and pleasant and kind to people, but we should stop being, you know, so, you know, Bible focused. Stop, you know, being traditional Catholics. So people should read this and be a little alarmed, I would think. If the Pope, who sets the tone of Catholicism, is saying that in order for us to survive, we need to be, like, you know, less Catholic. That's got to be a bit of a problem. You know, he's taking other progressive views, saying that, you know, taking a surprisingly and unprecedented approach of specifically denouncing Trump a few times on border and a couple of other issues. He's a leftist. I mean, he's still a man, and outside of his papal responsibilities, he's a leftist. He has socialist leanings. He's a Latin American leftist, and he believes that the world should be shifting in that direction. But I don't know what this is, a unique attack, because I don't know what this is going to portend for the Catholic community and for Christians as a whole. Because obviously those on the left who agree with these views are going to use this as an example, saying, well, the man in charge says it, so obviously, you know, that's proof that you people who are sticking to the Bible and taking things literally and, you know, believing every word in there are wrong and we're right. Even the Pope said so. So I don't know what his intent was. I mean, obviously, on the surface, I guess his roundabout intent was to help Christianity by saying you're running people away. But as we did last week on the show about Christianity and the religious leaders' role in the culture, that was important. Last week, these pastors, you know, Rabbi, others called up and talked about what the role was and what they needed to do in answer to what's going on in society. And they had mostly the same views. Some of them took different approaches. But none of them said, the one thing we need to do is be less Christian, you know, focus on the Bible less, so that, you know, hearing the Pope say that has to be a bit disconcerting for Catholics. I don't know where else he goes from here, but I talk about culture a lot. I think that's the number one issue we're facing, and this is just another example. You know, now you have politicians supposedly on the right moving a bit to the left with their views. You have the Pope moving to the left, moving away from Christianity in his effort to maintain Christianity. But if you do that, then it's no longer Christianity. So what's the point, right? We're going to save people and kind of lessen the blow of people leaving Christianity by being less Christian. Then what are you? This, again, coming from the Pope, is, I guess, no better way to describe it than saying it's the sign of the times. But another example of the uphill battle Christians have, and the fact that you have to stay strong in your faith, and we have to keep fighting because the culture is very strong and powerful, and it's working against us. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
To Black and Right with John Anthony and Charles Love on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Pope and his views on a kinder, gentler Christianity, and Candace wanted to say something. Candace in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, welcome to Black and Right.
Hi. I can't remember. I listen to a lot of AM radios, you know, and I one day was listening. I'm not sure if it was Dennis Prager, but there was a guy on that was talking about how this Pope came into power and that there was a dossier that the Pope that left had read about this cabal, a huge cabal that was going to take over his and get him out. And that is when he decided to step down. He was so disheartened by what he read, which was that this was a radicalized cabal within the church of gay men and a lot of pedophiles. And, you know, who knows if that's true or not, but there is a book about it. It also talked about how the Clintons and the Obama administration had a lot to do with getting this conservative Pope out and putting this guy in, this total leftist, okay? And the other thing I want to mention is, I don't care if he's a leader. I think he is a provocateur, and I think he's like, you know, he's a phony. I mean, everybody
I want to actually ask you a question. So, you know, the how he came to power aside, and I get that he's a leftist. I even said that. But the problem is, this is going to have an impact because those people, you know, who still hold that position in high esteem, and worse yet, those leftists who are anti-religious but will use him and his position as an argument for what they're pushing is a problem, right?
It is a problem, but I don't understand. This is what I get mad at my Catholic friends. I'm like, why are you giving money to the Catholic Church and still going there? I mean, I would completely reject this man. I would throw tomatoes at him if I lived in Europe. He's a fraud. He's a complete fraud.
Well, thank you, Candace, for the call. But I think that, I don't know if I would say why they're still going. I don't know if leaving, it's like fighting anything else from the inside. I don't think necessarily leaving the church is going to solve anything. If you're a true Catholic, your beliefs don't change. It's the people that's in power, right? But you can speak out against them. But, you know, I don't know. But it definitely was not a good thing to read, and it's not going to have a good effect on Christianity as a whole. Another thing, I was looking at other news topics here, and I want to switch gears briefly. I was talking earlier when I talked about the Hallmark controversy and talking about the LGBTQ movement. I saw a news article and I saw a lot of comments on social media about this guy who was sentenced for burning a gay flag. And a lot of the people, mostly conservatives, obviously were expressing their dismay and conflating this and the beliefs with the American flags. Now, I won't go that far because they're like, hey, a lot of them were saying, hey, you can't legally burn an American flag, but if you burn a gay flag, you can burn an American flag, but if you burn a gay flag, it's a hate crime, which is, you know, a weird, you know, it's a great example of the way people view the two. But this guy's case is a little different, obviously, because it's not like he bought his own flag and set it on fire and they arrested him. It was someone else's possession. But you're right in the sense that you're considering one a hate crime and the other is not. You shouldn't be able to burn somebody else's property if you steal it. I think he broke into somebody's place or he stole it. But the fact that they have such disdain for the American flag, you know, they want to burn it. They say that the national anthem is racist and against black people. They celebrate people who take a knee. And yet, the others, you know, basically celebrate it. I talk about this. I was talking about this to someone the other day. I drove past a state rep's office here in Chicago. And the guy had a sign in the window that had a picture of the state of Illinois. And inside the silhouette of the state was the colors of the gay flag, right? So it's almost like people, you know, reach out the same thing they do to the black community, how they try to patronize the black community. It's the same thing here, right? It's like, well, we want your vote. I want to go on campaign, throw up the gay flag colors, throw up a rainbow colors, put up a gay flag. So where one is American flag, it's bad in a sense, and there you go waving that flag all the time. The other is like, you know, the cool and hip thing to do. It's not necessarily like they're, you know, conflating the two. It's just like, you know, what is what you do? You know, you're a politician, you go to gay pride parade. So I won't say that people are actually conflating the two, but I will say that it's a problem when, you know, the national symbol get such, you know, bad press, but people are, you know, falling over themselves to prop up the other. One quick quiet note about Trump and things that's still moving forward while everyone's talking impeachment. The AP has another news article here that says U.S. heads to court to build Trump border wall in Texas. So they're talking about how 3 years into his presidency, the efforts are still going and they are going to court. His administration is going to court to get to seize private land in Texas in order to build the border wall. So not only are they still trying to build the border wall, but they are eminent domaining the land in order to get it when the people don't want to sell it. So things are still happening while everybody else is talking about impeachment. So you should keep your eyes and ears open. Stay with us. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
Black and Right continues on AM 560. Once again, here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Ryan on AM 560 The Answer. We're up to our last segment. I was going to close out the show with a couple things, but you always have to go to someone when they have an opposing point of view. We have Chris in Shorewood. Chris, welcome to Black and Right.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We got about a minute here. Shoot.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my head around, like, your idea with the Pope. I'm just confused as to why so many people dislike him. It's at least from my point of view, where I look at it with, you know, the holidays and Christmas, Jesus, with just the immigrant thing, was more welcoming, and it seems like the Pope's trying to go back to that. Yeah, it may not be in alignment with the conservative viewpoint, but his job is to be, you know, a Pope to all, liberal, conservative, the middle. It just seems like he's doing his job.
Wow. Well, thanks for that, Chris. I wish I could address all that in a minute and a half. But I will say the thing about the Jesus thing. You get that a lot. It's these people who conflate things. It's kind of like the tax thing. We talk about that. Well, Jesus said, help the poor. We all agree that he said that. We all agree that you should. But it's the government part that kind of throws it in. Did Jesus say, give the money to Caesar so Caesar can help the poor, or that you should do it? So you talk about the border. We're only talking about Christians. So if you're an atheist, it doesn't matter. So I'm talking to Christians. So you talk about borders. You know, maybe we need to have a segment where you just tell me what the Bible says. Tell me what the Bible says about borders. Because I don't remember, you know, the many, many times that it comes up in the Bible that the Bible is saying, it says that the walls are bad and all walls should be removed and people should. Now, it does talk about how the strangers should be treated, but it doesn't say that everybody's free to come and go and do whatever they want. So, but you talk about the Pope, why he's hated. I can't speak for everybody else, and I don't hate him, but he is a leftist. It just is. His policies bureau. But him saying he should be the Pope for all, then he shouldn't be attacking people. And my argument today was about him saying you need to be less Christian if you don't want to lose people from Christianity. That's just crazy. That doesn't even make sense. So I'm not even talking about his political views, but as a Pope, he shouldn't have political views. That's the problem. But I mean, you can get into more of that at a later time. The last article I wanted to talk about was California. It says here that California is losing population for the first time since 1900 because residents are leaving and immigration is decelerating. I wonder why on each account. Why would residents want to leave sunny California? I think that's interesting. We'll have to see what happens with that going forward. But since 1900, that's a big drop for them to be dropping for the first time in over 100 years. A minute and a half here. Want to be able to thank you for listening, but I want to be able to tell you to definitely tune in next week. I'm going to do a show on education. You know, we had that teacher strike here in Chicago recently, but we are going to spend a couple hours back to our theme and unpack education from every angle. Talk about teachers' unions and Common Core and disciplinary things and the federal government and the state's role in education, private sector, homeschooling, the parents' role, just everything, good, bad, and ugly. You know, I want people to call in, tell us their experience, and we're going to talk about some solutions and how we can fix some of the problems that we're facing in an event that we have coming up that's going to help accelerate that. You don't want to miss that. It's been great. The show always goes by ever so fast. Thanks for listening. And hope that you got something different out of it, even on the topics that you hear throughout the week for you talk show junkies like Candace and others. Miss Verlon this week. I'm surprised he didn't call. I'm sure next week we'll find out he had an interesting reason and an interesting weekend as to why he wasn't able to call into the show. You've been listening to Black and Right on AM 560 The Answer. Thanks and have a great weekend. And a Merry Christmas, because I'll miss you.